And thank you to you at home, by the way, for joining us in conversation. Now, talking about what's been happening in South Africa. Look, there's a whole lot of things happening in South Africa. We talk about the budget speech. We talk about the level of crime. We talk about state capture and many more other issues. That being said, there's all of these issues could actually get one a headache. Now, headaches are very common for many of us. I think on most days we get headaches, but there are different types of headaches out there, and sometimes it can get serious. So what are some of the symptoms that you're going to be looking for? And when do you know, that it's time to perhaps maybe seek medical attention? Well, Dr. Okadetse Basedwaba joins you this morning once again to have a conversation with you around headaches. Doctor, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abs, and good morning to your listeners.
Doc, we talk about headaches. Sometimes when you talk about a headache, it's like, so what's wrong with you? No, I've got a headache. We just brush it off and then we move on.
Yeah.
But it's expected in the times that we're living in, isn't it?
It is. It is. It is estimated that 7 out of 10 people have a headache at least once a year. This makes it one of the most common complaints in the world. So what really happens now is people just brush it off. I've got a headache. They take over the counter medication and life goes on. But the International Headache Society classifies headaches in two ways. It's either primary or secondary. The primary headache is the one that involves overactivity or problems within the structures of the brain. This includes the blood vessels, the muscles, and the nerves, and the head and the neck as well. And the secondary types of headaches are those that can be caused by other conditions that can stimulate those sensitive areas.
And talking about, the categorization of these headaches, Doc, what are some of the common types of headaches that one gets?
As you stated, with the conditions that we're living in, one of the most common type of headache is a tension type headache. This normally is a slowly and gradually mild type of headache, which can get worse. It usually starts in the middle of the day. The person can feel as if there's a tight band around their head, a constant dull ache on both sides, and the pain can spread all the way to the neck. The other common type of primary headache is a migraine. People that have had a migraine will tell you that it's probably one of the most painful type. This includes a headache, a pain, a blurred vision, lightheadedness, and sometimes also nausea as well. And this type of people, when they have this headache, they want absolute stillness. One type of headache that is rare but can cause debilitating pain is called a cluster headache. But that's very rare and happens mainly in men between 20 and 40 years of age.
Doc, I have to share this with you. Sometimes our listeners find the humorous side in things. So we are talking about headaches here, and I've got a picture from Usihle in Paro, I believe it is, and he sends a picture saying the types of headaches. Now, it's 6 different heads that are showing, and it's showing how you get a different headache depending on who you are dating. So it's got starting from dating a vendor person to dating a Tswana to dating a Zulu. So it seems dating a vendor is the least headache and dating a Zulu person is the most headache that you'll ever find. But it's just one of those humorous things. I thought maybe, let me just share with you. And now, if you've just joined the conversation and you're wondering what the whole conversation is all about, we're talking about headaches with Dr. Okadetse Dwaba, who joins us this morning to talk to us about one of, headaches. We tend to brush it aside, saying that I've got a headache. And so the good doctor is talking to us this morning about those headaches. What is a headache? So, what are some of the characteristics that you find out of a headache? And what are some of the different types that you find when it comes to headaches altogether? Doc, I think we round about there. But just trying to understand these types of headaches, it's actually giving me a headache altogether.
It is indeed. We talk about primary headaches, we talk about secondary headaches. And within those, you have different types of headaches, and we just touched mainly just on the primary headaches. But we haven't even started talking about the common secondary headaches. And one of the most common secondary headaches is what they call a rebound headache. A rebound headache, or they even sometimes call it a medication-induced overuse headache. This is the result of using pain medication to treat your primary headaches. And when those medications are starting to wear off, you have a rebound headache. You can see that one can lead to the next and to the next. And a few weeks ago, we talked about sinuses as well. And this is also another type of a secondary headache where you have a sinus type of a headache as well. So just talking about it can give you a headache in itself. But there are some life-threatening conditions that can cause headaches as well. We talk about brain tumor. We talk about brain aneurysm or a brain bleed or concussion. We talked about of high blood pressure a few days ago. So severe high blood pressure can cause that, and you can have meningitis, which is an infection of the lining of the brain. That can also cause headaches as well. So they are life-threatening type of headaches.
That being said, I was just about to ask that, Doc, because, I mean, if we're talking about headaches, one can take a Grandpa, one can take a Panado or Disprin or Aspirin or whatever you want to call it, and you'll find that you actually deal with the headache efficiently. So when is, the best time to say, okay, maybe, just maybe, I need to see a doctor?
You're right, absolutely. Most of the headaches, they say about 80% of the headaches will resolve with rest, drinking water, and taking a pain medication. But these are the warning signs for when you definitely have to go see a doctor. So if your headache is not getting better, or it's getting worse, or a headache wakes you up in the middle of the night, if your headaches start occurring after a head injury, you definitely have to go see a doctor. If your headache is accompanied by the following symptoms, when you're feeling drowsy, feverish, when you start vomiting, when you're confused, if you have any facial numbness, slurred speech, or weakness in the arm or the leg, or if you have convulsions, definitely it's time to go see a doctor.
Doc, I'm asking for a friend now. I've got a friend of mine who occasionally will partake in evening activities, consuming some beverages. And then when he wakes up the next morning, there's a headache there. What do we classify that headache as?
That you classify as a secondary type headache because it's caused by other things outside the head, which then stimulate the pain sensitive areas in the head. That one has multiple causes, but it usually follows after dehydration. But it is one of, I didn't put it in the common, but it is a secondary type of headache.
Yeah, and of course you can't go to a doctor with that one looking for maybe a slip to say you can't go to work.
But if it's starting to cause all those other secondary symptoms, where some people can overindulge, and you do not want to be going to work where you're going to operate a heavy vehicle, feeling like that.
Yeah.
When you're still feeling drowsy, you have blurred vision. So if the headache is causing you not to function properly on the day, please go see a doctor.
Thank you so much for that, Doc. But before we let you go, as usual, what are your parting words then to the Cape Talk listeners when it comes to headaches?
Final words, Abs. Most headaches resolve with rest, drinking water, enough water, and pain medication. But secondly, any headache that whose symptoms don't go away, you need to go see a doctor. So basically know when to go see a doctor with headaches. But do keep in mind that 80% of them do resolve with rest, drinking water, and a simple pain medication.
Doc, once again, thank you so much for joining us this Thursday morning. We look forward to chatting with you again next week, Thursday.
Thanks, Ab.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mokete Tsepo-Setuaba joining you once again to talk to you about headaches. Maybe it's a conversation that you'd like to have. Maybe you've gone through the experience of having a minor headache and then you think it's going to go away. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself in big, big trouble. Talk to